Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
How was your Wednesday? Did you survive? Did you survive in advance? Because that is the name of the game this time of the year. It's amazing the delineation in my text messages right now. The people who really know me, the people that I'm in contact with all the time, friends, close friends, really close friends that I am in communication with on a regular basis, or maybe not even that regularly, but they just know me really well. And then family members. Every single text message chain, every single text that comes my way includes, "Oh, I know you're really busy right now. Oh, how's it going with the end of football season? Oh, it's okay if you don't get back to me right away. I know you got a lot going on with football." At least I have them trained well, but that's kind of sad that they're worried about me. They want me to know they're thinking of me. They understand that they play second fiddle to football. No, no one should be playing second fiddle to football. Anyway, I try to write back as quickly as possible, but there are times when I do reply, and maybe this is why they get it. "Oh, sorry, it's been a few days since I heard from you. It was a football weekend." Or, "I think I told you last week, I had some friends who invited me to come hang out with them on Tuesday evening, this Tuesday evening." And my response was, "Oh, sorry, we've got football Saturday afternoon and evening, all day Sunday into Sunday night, and then again on Monday evening. So I think I'm going to be kind of a couch potato on Tuesday." Actually, that didn't even happen, right? Because I ended up having a plumbing emergency, so there was no couch potato form for me. It's kind of a bummer. I missed my couch potato Tuesday, maybe next week. But I don't want this playoff run to go any faster. I'm kind of split in half because I want to savor it. I want it to continue just because there's so much interest and there's so much intrigue, and it's obviously great for business. We have a ton of traffic on our social media. I know just from the number of new people I'm hearing from that we've got more and more people listening to the show. Not to mention, it's that time of the year. You see the numbers skyrocket when it comes to NFL playoff games on TV, on streaming. The viewership numbers are enormous. I actually have the viewership numbers from the regular season, and then we'll compare those to some of the playoff numbers. We're just all in January when it comes to NFL postseason. So it's great for business, and there's a lot more buzz. At the same time, it is all-consuming. And so I don't mind when I have my Sundays back, but it's a tough trade-off because it also means we don't have any more NFL games for months. Wah, wah, wah. Let's just hope that these next few weeks carry us through and propel us forward into what is sure to be another dramatic offseason. Quarterbacks, yes, on the move. But do you remember last offseason, it was the year of the wide receiver. That was the position where there was so much change, so much money, and we really have seen the impacts of that on the field over the course of the 22 season and now on into the playoffs. So I'm excited about what's to come this weekend and, of course, championship weekend and the Super Bowl, but there are only 7 games left. That's it, 7 games left. So that's become my reply. My sister-in-law, when she asked me, oh, are you really busy with football? Yes, but there are only 7 games left. Shoot. When we get past this weekend, there are 3 games left. Oy, then it really starts to stare you in the face. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I learned a long time ago in this business, football drives the bus, baby. Although it wouldn't matter even if there were not as many NFL games or if the NFL news cycle itself wasn't all consuming, there would still be people who ask me, why do you hate hockey? I just saw that post on our Facebook page last night. Why does all of the sports media hate hockey? Oh, I also got a question I haven't received in a long time on our Ask Amy Anything post on social media. Why do you hate Cleveland? I mean, it's been a while since I've heard that, but now I know all is right with the world. Hello, Cleveland.
Nothing is easy here.
The funny part is I wrote back to her and said, I don't hate Cleveland. I just call it like I see it. There's plenty of material there. And another guy responds with, I've been a Cleveland fan for 30 years. There's plenty to make fun of.
If you don't wear brown and orange, you don't matter.
Oh, Freddie Kitchens. Where are you now? Where is Freddie Kitchens? Was he with the Giants again this season? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's part of Brian Daboll's staff. I could be totally wrong. But I feel like we haven't heard his name, and it's been way too long since we haven't heard of Freddie Kitchens. We haven't mulled over Freddie Kitchens. Would you like to laugh as we start the show? Because, of course, we're going to do a lot of football prep for divisional weekend. But it was a moment of mirth for Joe Burrow when he walked into his press conference following practice wearing the wrong jersey. He's number 9. He was wearing number 8.
I guess I put the wrong one on. Well, so what happened was I forgot about the press conference, and so I also have new pants on, and so I threw my jersey back on, but apparently it wasn't my jersey.
Day?
I guess it's been that kind of day, huh?
Oh, Joe Burrow with a wardrobe malfunction. How about that? Keeping it light. My favorite part is his laughter. You know me. I can't hear other people laughing without laughing myself. Obviously, it happens on the show on a very regular basis. And so when he laughs, I start laughing because it's so great. His laughter is awesome.
I guess I put the wrong one on.
So good. So if you need a laugh, we got you. We got you covered, peeps. You can find me on Twitter. All right, Kawhi, no need to get jealous. I mean, there's so many laughs. We have a ton of laughter saved. In fact, when producer Jay and I get through football, we'll start to do a little planning for the springtime and maybe some refreshing and rebranding. What's the word I'm thinking of? Well, there's a word I'm thinking of. It's a... Hi, Steph. There's a word I'm thinking of. It might be about refreshing your various like audio and imaging and that kind of stuff. Re-imaging, that actually might be the word. Like I said, it's a technical term. It's shop talk, so sorry about that. Clearly, I don't do it a lot. Anyway, if we do some re-imaging, which I would like to, because I feel like a lot of what we use on the show, we've been using for years, even predating Jay. And so one of the funny ideas I had is to put together a montage of all of our laughter, because that is my favorite thing that we do here on the show. When we can laugh, it's generally a good day. And if it wasn't a good day, well, then it becomes a better day when we can laugh or when we can hear other people laugh. So, yeah, Joe Burrow didn't even realize he was wearing another QB jersey. So there, starting off your show with a smile. So, again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I have to tell you something that scared the crap out of me earlier on social media. I don't know how many of you checked the trends on Twitter, but did you happen to see Bob Barker trending on Twitter? And I thought, no, thinking that he was trending because he had passed away. I don't actually know why he's trending on Twitter, but I do know that people started tweeting about him. He is alive and well at 93 years old. Again, I don't know why he originally started trending, but people then were weighing in because I wasn't the only one who had the thought. Maybe not 93. It's actually 99. Forgive me. I undersold it. Something else. Oh, you know who else was trending on Twitter today? This is why the 93 is in my head. James Earl Jones is 93. And for some reason, he was trending on Twitter as well. And so people jumped to the conclusions that they were trending for negative reasons, for their unfortunate demise. And so I started to look and was thinking, oh no, and then realized that there was really no specific catalyst behind Bob Barker trending. Just a lot of GIFs, a lot of memes, and then a lot of people saying that he is alive and well at 99 years old. And then I started to see the tweets about James Earl Jones and, okay, I am rooting for Bob to get to 100 to be sure. So anyway, be careful. Process everything you see on social media with a grain of salt. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. For those of you who are now done, I'm assuming everyone is done except for maybe Daily Fantasy. Jay would know this better than me. Does Daily Fantasy continue through the postseason?
It can, yeah, on like FanDuel and those sites. Yeah,
DraftKings Sportsbook, would that be considered Daily Fantasy? Or no?
The sports book is, I believe, more of like money bets. Lines and
gotcha.
Bets.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fantasy football for the most part is done, although there may be pools out there. There certainly are squares for Super Bowl parties. I remember one time I won a square. I've never had done it before. First time I ever went to a Super Bowl party that had a squares game. And I won. It was 0-0 after the opening quarter. And so so I won. Anyway, I haven't done that in such a long time. I think one of the guys in our newsroom might run a squares. Is it called a squares pool? Squares game?
A box.
Oh, a
Super
box.
Bowl box. Yeah.
It's called a box. You tell Jay is really well-versed in all this Super Bowl betting. Anyway, wait until I tell you, now that most of your fantasy football leagues are over, wait until I tell you what I'm spending my winnings on. My fantasy football championship, it was fairly lucrative. I was pretty excited about winning. I'd never done it before. Cynthia Freeland, the commissioner, she's with NFL Network. Remember, we had her on the show last week. I thought, you know what? I'm going to put that money into my savings and use it to pay for a vacation this year. Yeah, not so much. Just wait. Thankfully, not the plumbing emergency. That was fixed with a grand total of, are you ready? $50. $50. That's it. I think I spent more money on cleaning supplies than I did on the actual plumbing fix. But I'm glad it's not a problem anymore. Everything's fine. And after much scrubbing, I was on my hands and knees in the tub scrubbing on Wednesday evening. It appears as though my bathroom is back to normal. Ew. It's been one of those poopy weeks, you know? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's okay. Joe Burrow's laugh, it's going to be enough to get me through the night. Also, Rob Gronkowski takes exception with Aaron Rodgers' comments. It's funny because we had smirked at Aaron's most recent comments about winning an MVP. We had used them on our show last night, in fact, about this time, and both Jay and I kind of grimaced a little and smirked because the ego is, you know, it's in full effect there with Aaron. And it just, he was asked a question, can you still play? And he took it to an MVP level. Well, Gronk didn't like that so much. So we'll hear from Gronk as well. Why not? We've got the deep dive when it comes to prep, as in your cheat sheets for this weekend's four divisional games. And I don't remember the last time we had a dedicated interview just for the New York Giants. Maybe going back to when they drafted Daniel Jones, would it really have been that far? Maybe not. Maybe, though. We've talked about the Giants with Sean O'Hara, for instance. They're longtime offensive lineman. So good. Such a great addition to NFL Network. And so when we have him on the show, we do talk about the Giants, but it's not as though those are Giants interviews. We actually have a Giants guest lined up for this edition of the show. Boom! Giants fans, you know who you are. This is for you. Now, it doesn't happen until a little bit later on because of the time zone. Obviously, easier for an East Coast guest to appear in our early morning hours. And so we'll get to that a little bit later on. But certainly, the strength of the NFC Beast is a notable surprise this season. It went from being the worst division in football to being the best division in football this season. And if you think about the odds, not big into odds, but just in numbers in general, the odds that one of them could end up in the Super Bowl is fairly high, right? You only have four teams left in the NFC. One of them clearly will be eliminated this weekend because Giants and Eagles play each other, but there's a chance. So you're telling me there's a chance. Not just a chance that one of them could end up in the Super Bowl, but I can't even speak it. I can't speak it. I'm not allowed to speak it into existence. And you know I don't do predictions. Anyway, point is, NFC Beast, major lightning rod of a shock this season. At one point, all four of those teams were in the playoff picture. And as the Commanders finished, because they got the victory over Dallas in week 18, there are no teams in the division below 500, which is really impressive. So between the Beast, we'll just call it the Beast, between the Beast and the three teams still being alive, not to mention the fact that we haven't talked to Giants specific in a really long time. It'll be fun to do that a little bit later on the show.
What a great time to be a Giant and be a fan of the Giants.
Brian Daboll's not going to change for anything, though. He was asked about the atmosphere that he expects in Philadelphia on Saturday night.
Hostile.
That's it. Just hostile. He's a man of few words. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun weekend. So we're just diving in. We got a little bit of basketball that we're going to mix in. I know I said that last night and I didn't actually do a ton of basketball, but I promise we're going to do a little bit of basketball. Jason Kidd has strong words for his team. Also had a buzzer beater and a one franchise that's streaking. So plenty to keep us busy over the next 4 hours. By the way, thank you for all of your questions for Ask Amy Anything. My goodness, we had dozens and actually we had close to 200 people weigh in between our Facebook and our Twitter accounts. So I guess it works for us to post much earlier in the daytime than we normally would. I guess generally we've gotten into the routine of posting in the evening, right? So when we get on the air. But by posting, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours before we started our show on Tuesday night, we ended up grabbing a whole different cross-section of social media. And so it was kind of fun to see the unique questions. I did go back and answer as many as I could. And so you can check those out on either of our social media sites. Again, we're just getting started. Excited to hang out with you tonight. Anticipation is building, baby. Plus, Joe Burrow had a wardrobe malfunction and gave us a great laugh to go along with it. It's good stuff. I always say, if you can laugh at yourself, you are ahead of the game. If you can laugh at yourself, well, it generally takes the bite out of other people laughing at you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All right. We're under 2 minutes to go now. Hawks lead by a point. DeJounte dribbles right. DJ now backs up. Fires a three. Bang! DeJounte Murray hits the three. The Hawks lead by four. A minute 48 to go. That's a 30-point night for DeJounte Murray. And now it's going to be Trae Young in the middle. 12 on the 24. Trae drives. Trae goes to the basket. Passes underneath. And oh, he scored on the pass. He's got 14. And Dallas needs a timeout.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Definitely not a night that went the way of Big D. Big D as in Dallas, but also Big D as in defense. There was very little defense in this game. The two teams, the Hawks and Mavericks, combined for 252 points, which probably isn't as atypical anymore as it used to be when I was growing up on the NBA. But if you look at the percentages, so forget the numbers of points, but look at the percentages. The Hawks shot, and this is in Dallas, mind you, the Hawks shot 57% from the floor, 57%, and also shot 50% from beyond the arc. As for the Mavericks, they were pretty good overall from the field, just not nearly as good from deep, and took 42 three-pointers, only made 16 of them. So I guess if you're looking for a difference, that would be your difference right there. Points in the paint. And a lot of times this has to do with what kind of resistance. Is the defense actually bothering to protect the basket? 56 points in the paint for the Atlanta Hawks. It was a game in which points were like an Oprah TV show where she's giving out gifts. You know, it's actually a GIF, not a gift. I mean, she does give out gifts. Never, gifts with a T. I'm gifts. Trying to clarify. No, gifts. Gift.
Right, gifts.
Gift.
Gifts.
She gives out presents. She gives away free stuff. And there are gifts online. Gifts without the T. You got me?
I follow.
Okay.
You get a car.
Cool.
Or whatever.
Yes. You get a car and you get a car. Whatever. It's probably not a car. At least not on a regular basis. Anyway, that's what it was like for the Atlanta Hawks. You get a three and you get a three and you get a made bucket and you get a made bucket. And after the game, Jason Kidd, again, this is in Dallas, which kind of adds the insult to injury. Jason Kidd was not having it.
We give up 130. The team shot 57%. It's a shoot around. You know, and in this case, in this league, you do that, no matter if you have Luka or Kareem or LeBron, you're going to lose. It doesn't matter how many points you score, you're always going to be short. That's not going to win any game. No matter what the record, are in this league. Everybody's scoring, or everybody's capable of scoring. And so you got to play defense. And right now, we're not playing any defense.
It's like a shoot around, he said, as in no defense. Oh, goodness. The Mavericks have not yet hit that postseason stride. And to be fair, we're not even at the midway point yet. But there's a lot of teams around the NBA, for better or for worse, the length of the season, there's no way that you can ignore it. They all know there are 82 games in the regular season. They all recognize it stretches on for what feels like forever, especially those teams that have success winning or feel like they can flip a switch and there's another level that they can get to. I don't want to tell you they take nights off because that's not fair, but there's a definite difference in the intensity level when it comes to a nationally televised game against a really quality opponent. Speaking of that, it's Celtics and Warriors coming up on Thursday night, as a matter of fact, so you would expect the intensity level to be ratcheted up. But yeah, when it comes to the NBA in the regular season, you can definitely see that not every night do you get every team's best effort. And a lot of times where you see a lag would be defense. Why? Because defense requires hustle and effort, intensity. It requires energy, really. Defense is not challenging most of the time. If you know where you're supposed to be or you know whatever defensive set there is, you know what else it requires is communication. Because you have to communicate with your teammates, a lot of switches, a lot of moving around, depending on if you're using a zone, all that kind of stuff. And so when teams are tired, although the road trip gets to be long, they've got heavy legs, you know what suffers is defense because of the energy, but also because you just get lazy and don't communicate. It's kind of out there running around like, hey, I'll just do this thing. And that's where you see teams have a setback or have a letdown, I should say, when the season gets long. But we're not that far out, actually, from the All-Star break, so we're getting there. There definitely is no lack of energy for the Memphis Grizzlies, but it always helps when you're winning, right? And they feel like they've got some unfinished business this season. They've certainly got a motivated Ja Morant. He is the motor. Motor Morant, as they're working on tying their team record for consecutive wins.
Morant with it. 3-second differential. Blows by Okoro into the lane. Lays it up. No good. Tapped by Adams. He's home. Morant gets to the window. Missed the layup with the left hand. Adams puts the Grizzlies up one. Garland with a shot clock turned off. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Garland makes his move to the right. Off balance three. No, he gives it to
LeVert. Walked.
LeVert walked. Out to Garland. 2-1-3. Blocked by Brooks. Grizzlies win.
Feels good. You know, obviously we got a little bit of cleaning up to do. We got to improve in some areas and, you know, keep doing, you know, the good things right. But it's big time for us. You know, number 11, we're just taking it day by day, focus on the next most important thing. And, you know, it's tomorrow. It's, you know, recover our body and get ready for the next game.
You hear Ja Morant on Grizzlies Twitter let you know the number is now 11. 11 wins in a row that ties the franchise record for the Grizzlies. Of course, they weren't always in Memphis.
In Memphis.
Bonus points to you if you can remember where they were before they were in Memphis. Anyway, Ja Morant driving to the hoop, misses, but Steven Adams is there to tip in what ultimately is the winner with about 16 seconds to go, but you also have a block shot. And look at that defense on what could have been a game winner for the Cavaliers. So a wild finish, but you kind of get the sense that Taylor Jenkins and his guys kind of prefer it when everyone's running around with their hair on fire.
I chose not to call timeout. I trusted the guys to go make plays. We talked about the spacing we wanted. Ja drives, collapses, you know, three guys come to him, you know, and then Steven cleans it up. Big winning play. I think that may have been his first game winner, he said. So he's definitely hyped. And then the defense, you know, on the tail end, you know, we'd been switching some. They broke off a pick and roll. DB's one-on-one defense was phenomenal. Dez shifts, gets back. DB then, you know, gets the block to seal the win. So clearly I just said a lot of things because there was a lot going on in that game. It was two competitive teams that played pretty high-level basketball. There was definitely ebbs and flows, highs and lows, but at the end we made the plays.
I like that. Do you think he meant to rhyme ebbs and flows, highs and lows? I suppose if you're a basketball coach for a long time, you've been around it, you might stumble upon it one time, but then I'd think you'd trot it back out there because it sounds catchy.
Ebbs and flows, highs and lows.
Uh-huh. Ebbs and flows, highs and lows, baby. One more note. Oh, I mentioned that was Taylor Jenkins, yes. One more note from the NBA. Not only did the Nuggets win and edge the Timberwolves, but the two-time reigning NBA MVP, Nikola Jokic, 31 points, 13 assists, 11 rebounds. It's actually kind of funny because producer Jay said to me a couple of nights ago, we were talking about headlines in the world of sports and what's notable from the NBA. And he said Jokic had another triple-double, but he has like three of those a week. So it's not all that much of a headline anymore. Anyway, he has passed Alex English. I remember Alex English. Oh, my goodness. He was an incredible passer. He has bypassed Alex for the most assists in Denver Nuggets team history. Now, Jamal Murray, I'm so glad Jamal is healthy and playing. He had the go-ahead bucket inside the final minute, but after the game on Altitude TV, he's talking about Jokic and what he means to the franchise. And, I mean, this is a guy who is, how big is he? 7 foot? And yet he's now the franchise leader in assists?
I think we all seen it coming. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Give him a round of applause, man. It's amazing what he does every night. Just the consistency he brings throughout each season is amazing. So congrats to him.
Yes, congrats to him. It is pretty incredible, a guy of his size, to be able to pass. And there are some good passing big men in the NBA. But what can't Jokic do, really? Maybe defend a point guard. Although, I suppose if you want to prevent him from taking a shot, he'll go out and he'll drape his big frame over a point guard, too.
Let's not get crazy. I don't think we want him on the perimeter guarding anybody.
Wouldn't put it past him. So Marco Belletti is here in studio. That's the voice that you hear. And we get him a few nights a week. I can't keep up with his schedule. Sometimes he's here, sometimes
he's
not.
I'm here 4 nights with you a week.
I don't know. Sometimes you're not here on Sunday nights.
I'm never here on Sunday night. That is the one night I'm not here. I'm with you 4 nights a week.
Sometimes you fill in for the important people in the daytime.
Well, I don't know about that, but sometimes they do slide me up every once in a while. Yes. But it's rare. I'm usually here.
Sometimes you and your entire family have the flu for 7 weeks.
We did. For the first vacation I had in over a decade, and that was a lot of fun.
You and producer Jay together. He spent his entire Christmas week in bed.
The whole thing. Whole time.
The whole thing.
I can't say it was all in bed, but we didn't go anywhere. Like my son got sick on Christmas Eve. We spent Christmas at home. We couldn't go anywhere all the way through until the second.
At least you had presents.
And then I came home I came to work. Yeah, basically home. I came to work on the third. That was it. That was the first time we left the house, basically. All of us.
Well, so
sucked.
You got to stay home. I drove 2,000 miles in 2 weeks. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather stay home.
See what I'm saying? Be careful what you wish for. Okay, so we don't have a ton of time here, but I have to tell you this. My fantasy football championship, I won. Mm-hmm. A sizable amount of money. I was very excited. Never won anything like this before. Super competitive, 14 teams. I don't even think I've ever gotten to the championship before, much less the Final Four. And so I win the money. My thought is, I'm going to put this in my savings account and maybe use it on a vacation this year. Right?
Makes sense.
That's exciting. It's a good leg up. Well, then I found out my dog, you know, Penny, 13 years old, mm-hmm. happy as all get out. The dog is the happiest. She's sweet and she's happy, but boy, does she have more medical bills than my 100-year-old grandmother did. So now she needs a growth removed from her gums. The doctor isn't sure that it's real serious. It may just be benign, but it's a little ball that's growing off the side of her gums. Yeah. So the doctor, the vet said to me, we'll just clip it. We'll clip it and we'll put a little stitch in there. It'll be easy. And I'm thinking, okay, if only the bill is, you know, easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, as it turns out, pretty much my entire fantasy football championship money will be going toward Penny's 5-minute procedure.
Now, the good news is you don't have to dip into your own money.
You're right.
This was money that was found.
Yes.
Now, it's got a different home that you wanted.
But who needs a vacation?
But it's not money that you needed pegged for other places. You got to think of it in
that's
the positive
true. No,
way.
I said to my mom after kind of grousing about it, well, at least I have it.
Right.
Right? I do have the money to be able to pay for Penny's little surgical procedure. The vet made it sound so simple, and yet somehow it's going to cost me
unfortunately, it probably is somewhat simple, but that, I mean, not to speak out of turn, but I don't think there's no pet insurance, right? Like, I'm pretty sure you don't have that, right?
No, it's, I mean, it's
you
too
could,
late for
but
anyway.
It's astronomical
She's
from what I understand.
Pre-existing. Yeah, it's not necessarily so, helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So that's, you know, they're not overly complicated, but no one's got insurance for this stuff. So you got to pay for all of it.
And because Penny is over 13, they don't do full anesthesia, which is fine because it sounds like it's going to be relatively quick. They just want to clip it off so they can test it, which is going to be fun, and see whether or not it's cancer.
You're not going to be there for that, right?
When they clip it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going back to bed. Right, so I'm dropping her off at early next Wednesday morning, and then going to try to go home and sleep for a few hours. That might be impossible. But anyway, the doctor said actually sending it to the lab is what's most expensive, but they're not going to put her under.
Right.
They're going to just give her localized numbing, almost as though we were going to the dentist and
right.
you're going to get something drilled. So that's what they're going to do because she's too old for...
Man, vets, I don't know how they do that stuff.
I don't either.
Because I'm pretty sure you can't explain that to the dog, and I'm pretty sure Penny's not going to be too thrilled about somebody trying to clip anything out of her mouth.
Well, exactly. So they're going to have to make her super tired.
Yeah.
Right. But so then I said to the vet, does she have to wear a cone? Because, you know, dogs scratch with their mouths or whatever when they're itchy, their ears. And she's like, oh, no, it's just a stitch. If it comes out, no big deal. Okay. Anyway, so then she said... And I hate to break it to her, even after she said to me, we'll find out if it's a tumor and then we'll go from there. We would have to potentially, you know, put her under for a surgery to see how much, you know, we can get of it. And I'm thinking negative, Ghost Rider. The dog's 13. If she has cancer, as much as I would hate that, the dog already has diabetes, chronic bronchitis. She's half deaf. Now, she's happy as you could possibly imagine, and she still gets around very well. But if the dog has cancer... I'm not making her go through an entire surgery and whatever else would be required for the poor thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's just going to live out and be happy. So anyway, fantasy football money, poof, she's disappeared.
Again, positives. Yes, positive.
That's true.
And this is coming from a curmudgeon. Positives. Positives. Positives.
Curmudgeons are old.
Yeah, and?
Oh, stop positive. It. Okay, positive. Stop it. All right. Okay, so Gronk is taking exception to some particular comment.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
From Aaron Rodgers on Tuesday, you'll hear from him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Offensive line looking back to Brady, changing the line call, the snap a good one. Brady has time, play blitz, on the crossing run, caught ball, Gronkowski, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1, touchdown Tampa Bay! From the 11, the snap to Brady has passed toward the end zone, caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay, Rob Gronkowski's got two today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There is a theory out there that if Rob Gronkowski had played this season again with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that potentially the offense would have been a heck of a lot better. Maybe still have the issues with the O-line and, of course, the lack of a run game and everything else that was involved in their putrid inconsistency this season. But mercifully, their below 500 campaign is done. And they are out, and now it's just about the changes in the offseason, of course, starting with Tom Brady. Have not heard anything about Todd Bowles other than a lot of complaining from social media, but in terms of his job status, have not heard. What we do know, though, is the job status of one Brandon Staley with Los Angeles. Do you remember the number of people that called for his job after the third worst playoff collapse in NFL history, 27 points. You'll hear from him coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for all your tweets, your Facebook messages. I try to respond when I can, but definitely went through and replied to a lot of your Ask Amy questions that did not get used on the air. And I know a bunch of you are listening because you then turn around and respond with, oh, thanks for answering my question. So producer Jay appreciates that you're listening to all of his efforts to make that sound unique and creative every week. Rob Gronkowski, why are we playing highlights? Well, just because he is doing a bunch of different podcasts this week. I saw him with the Kelce brothers. I've seen him do TV interviews. He's everywhere. He's talking. People want to know what he thinks about Tom Brady, of course. Same thing with Julian Edelman, who is making the rounds on Wednesday this week. But something in particular caught my ear about Gronk. Gene Deckerhoff on Buccaneers Radio. He responded to what Aaron Rodgers had to say about his ability to continue playing the game of football at a high level.
Do I still think I can play? Of course. Of course. Can I play at a high level? Yeah. The highest. I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Right situation? Is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure.
I'm totally fine with everything he said, except one major part, and that's the MVP again. It's just that I think I could win another Super Bowl, and then that would have been totally fine. Like, bro, why are you thinking MVP? Like, don't you want Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowls are I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Mm. Like, we all know that you won the MVP a few times now, but, like, you know, everyone would know even more how many more Super Bowls you've won than MVP. So that's why I'm just a little confused about that, you know, about that quote that he just had. I mean, it should be Super Bowls.
It should be Super Bowls, not MVPs. And I was thinking about it. Now, we know Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are two completely different cats. They're very different. But when was the last time you ever heard Tom Brady talk about how he could win an MVP this season? It would sound foreign coming out of his mouth. And yet, it sounds fairly routine coming out of Aaron's because he does, in fact, like to talk about it. He also calls himself the MVP of COVID, which I, in spite of myself, I can't help it. I laughed at that. His two back-to-back MVP awards were during the COVID seasons. I mean, that actually was kind of funny. Anyway, this is Rob Gronkowski's interview with Kay Adams. Remember Kay from NFL Network? She used to be on Good Morning Football. Now she's doing FanDuel TV, and it's called Up and Adams, which is kind of cute. That's her morning show. So it sounds like she's still doing mornings, even though she's no longer on NFL Network. Oh, God bless her. I'd rather stay up all night than get up that early for a morning. Jamie Erdahl, who took her spot on the Good Morning Football show, she said she drives in at 3:30 or something like that, 3:30, because the show starts at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And we're an hour and a half into our show, but I would much rather just be up and awake and be leaving as she's starting her show. When you consider the show prep as well as the makeup and the hair and everything else that has to be done before you can actually hit the desk and be in front of the TV cameras. Hey, just for poops and giggles, Which game do you think had the highest ratings, the most viewers over the weekend? Over Wild Card weekend, which football game got the biggest numbers? Jay, any guesses?
Was that counting Monday or?
Of course, Wild Card weekend.
I would guess Monday.
Actually not.
Hmm.
This blew me away. I did not know the answer to this question. I also would have guessed Cowboys Buccaneers, which, as I told you last night, peaked at 35 million late in the second quarter, but averaged 30.6 million. There was one that was better. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.